Cork's Red FM.
104 to 106.
Yeah, it's incredible stuff. I mean, to say lightning doesn't strike twice, it obviously does in this instance. But it was incredible. It was a fantastic game, and for Ronan to step up to the mark again, you know, in injury time, was just fantastic. But look, you know, you've got to look. Take into a lot of things into account. The forwards, they gave him a platform to do it, and without that, you know, he wouldn't have been in the correct position. And look, it's obviously something that they practiced and trained for. I mean, to do it 2 weeks in a row, yes, they didn't go through the same amount of phases as they did against Northampton, but you know, to get themselves into that position without panicking, it takes a lot of experience, and you know, for Ronan to step up, and you know, it takes a lot of guts to do something like that, and you know, he's 34 years of age now. He's from the, like, 14 years in the professional game, so the amount of experience the guy has under his belt is just phenomenal, and you know, it's a rare thing to see him smile on the pitch, and I think he's enjoying his rugby at the moment. And you know, if you look back a couple of weeks ago to the World Cup, you know, he was contemplating, you know, packing it all in. So it just goes to show what, you know, the emotions that go with the sport. And look, if, you know, the time when Ronan packs his bags and goes, you know, it's going to take someone with a lot of balls to replace him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are going to talk about the drop goal, but I mean, he charged down the attempted clearance from which Leamy fed Chambers for his try, and his kicking was very, very good. And, you know, David, he seems to be really committing to tackles and the breakdown as well. So as you say, he is really enjoying his rugby.
Yeah, he seems to be rejuvenated, and I think a big aspect of it is probably the emergence of Johnny Sexton from Leinster. You know, for years there was no one who could challenge him. But you know, when Johnny came around, you know, it seems to have re-sparked a little fire in Ronan, and he's, you know, the fight within the man is just immense, and he's the ultimate professional in the game. You know, going back even to his diet and the way he conducts himself off the pitch, that's what it takes, and the discipline involved in that is fantastic, and that's what you have to be. That's, you know, that's the length you have to go to be a professional like Ron Nogar. And as I said, look, Sexton has probably done a lot for him, and you know, he's not going to give up that fight very easy.
Now, Munster did trail for a lot of the game, David. Do you think that would worry Tony McGahan?
I don't think so. I think once they kept him within two scores, they were always in with a shout. And yes, look, the cast forwards were very, very powerful, and they were very, very immense. They made huge holes in the Munster defence, certainly in the first half. But I don't think it'll worry him, no. Like, my only issue is that, you know, we seem to be scraping by in games, and it would be nice, just for the confidence factor, just to maybe, you know, be 20, you know, with 20 minutes to go, be so far ahead that, look, you know, that they can't be caught on the scoreboard. So, like, yes and no, it is worrying in one respect, but it's also, like, they're winning games that they really shouldn't be winning, and that's a great habit to be in, and winning is only a habit at the end of the day, and to be in that drive and that form at the moment and is fantastic for Munster. Look, like, it also goes to show how fine the line is in terms of professional sport. You know, there were two drop goals away from probably being knocked out of the European competition, and both of those were in injury time. So that's how thin the line is, and you know, they're treading it fairly thinly at the moment. But look, they're winning it 2-2. You know, we can't really complain.
They went out to France, of course, and cast are famed for their scrum. We have a front row inside there. There's two South Africans, Wayne Dupreez and BJ Botha, and of course Damien Varley as well, who's very, very good in the loose. What about scrum time, David? How do you feel they performed at scrum time yesterday?
They did okay. It was a bit of a mixed bag. Look, I think everybody knows at this stage that there is a problem with them within the Munster scrum, and they're trying to address it. My concern is that it's been there for the last 2 or 3 years, and there hasn't been a huge amount done for it. The younger players coming through, you know, are they there? I don't know. You see the likes of John Hayes and Marcus Horn weren't even launched from the bench yesterday, so that probably is a small bit worrying as well. You know, they probably could have kept with John Ryan, who replaced Marcus Horn when he was injured. They probably could have brought him along on that trip for the experience that he would have got would have been immense. So, look, yes, there is a problem there, and it probably will cause issues throughout the year. And you know, if you look at the referees, the way they also do homework on the teams that they're adjudicating over during the week, and they'll know that Munster's come. So if there's a 50-50 decision, you know, it might go against them. So they do really need to stem the tide. They do need to stop it now. You know, and they just set precedence for the rest of the year that, look, our scrum is okay, we can compete adequately, we're not going to destroy teams in that area, but once we can win our own ball from first phase, I think that would be more than enough.